Blog Talk Radio.
They say it's lost in fancy. They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you need you. There is power in your name. See her that there is no way through. See her the tide will never change. They haven't seen what they can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move in, break the oppression of God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is never lost. For there is still that living grace. God, we believe no matter what, there is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move me and move us on, take me and bring us on.
We'll be
We believe for it. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we believing for it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. And I thank all of you guys for your prayers, your texts, and so forth, and your emails, and especially Pastor Bill. I know she texted me this morning with a prayer, and Brother Joe, and so I just appreciate you guys. Y'all don't know that's uplifting to know somebody genuinely care for you without any strings attached. That's just so beautiful. And then also my son-in-law, he called me this morning. I'm going to say about 7:30, something after 7. I'm making sure everything was okay. And I just appreciate the love. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, that should be so kind, to give us a word of prayer. And then we'll get into the lesson today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everyone, and good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen, amen. Scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. I'll be reading it from the King James and also the New Living Translation. It says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And then reading from the New Living, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, We come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for one more day. Thanking you for all of your many blessings, Father God. And we're thanking you, Father God, that our pastor, he is feeling well enough to continue to teach this word, Father God. No matter what affliction is coming upon his body, we bind that up right now in the name of Jesus, that he's able to continue on doing your will. And Lord, bless each and every one who have called in this afternoon or this morning, Father God, wherever they may be. Bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. If anything may try to come up against them, we bind that up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to be with those that are sick and shut in. For the word of God says, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those that are going through, those who are bereaved. Give them a peace of mind, Father God, that they may be strong, that they may continue to trust in you, and don't allow anything to keep them from being close to you, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise, and we're thanking you for your word, Father God. Your word is so encouraging, and your word is so uplifting, Father God. Your word is like food to our soul, Father God. And Lord, we're thanking you for that word and thanking you for Pastor teaching the word as well, Father God. Open up our hearts and our minds to hear this word today, Father God. And Lord, we're thanking you for all of your many blessings you're giving unto us. Continue to be with us all. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Truly appreciate the prayers and the fine job you're doing for the Lord. I don't count it slack. Anybody doing anything for the Lord in this day and time, I truly appreciate it. I got a thought from even yesterday. I had made mention that I was going to share with you all about God is with you. And I'm going to take that personal, and no matter what you're going through, know that God is with you.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it's going to be maybe our foundational scripture, and we'll couple that with Romans 8, 31 through 39. But to get us started, let me go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 13th verse. You will find these words. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is unto man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, and be able to bear it. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be punished past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Amen. Amen.
Are you taking your inheritance from God? That would be a good question. Dare you believe God? If he says that there's no temptation has overtaken you, you got to believe that.
Amen.
Dare you stand on the record of his word? What is the record? If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. You will be swift. Fifth as wheat, you can be, Lord, the Bible said, be swift to hear, slow to speak. When you began to hear the word of God, there's other things come to mind. And you will be put in place where you will have to put your whole trust in God. And before I continue, let me say this, brothers and sisters. Why we don't give up, because that's important. Why we don't give up is Christian life was never promised as an easy way to live. Matter of fact, instead, Paul constantly reminds us that we must have a purpose and a plan, because the time will be difficult and Satan will attack. But we never give up.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, you never drop God's promise. Always know the promise is there. Always know that we're pressing. This is a pressing way. The pride. And while I'm saying that, I want to say this too, because God is faithful. Yes, we are expected to be faithful toward God's word as God is faithful toward his word. Just saying, No, that's not good enough. When you go through it, you got to be faithful. If nothing is going to happen to you that's not common to man, don't worry about nothing coming out of space. That's why I don't understand why people are so fearful. The Bible says they have no temptation taking you such as is common to man. Well, if man don't know about it, don't worry about it, because they ain't going to overtake you.
Thank you, Lord.
But he says God is faithful. Man, I just wish I could camp out right there and tell you how I know he's faithful. I mean, God is with you no matter what you're going through. All you have to do is look at the sun. Every day, God allowed the sun to keep on beaming. Oh, it may be cloudy where you live, and it may be raining, but I promise you that sun is out there because he's faithful like that. The moon shines at night. And you may see it to be a half a moon. No, it's a whole moon. You seeing half of it to let you know God is faithful. He ain't going nowhere. He's faithful. And I don't know who I'm talking to now, but if you ask God for rain, get your umbrella. It's coming. See, a lot of times we've been asking God for stuff, and we don't realize what we've asked him for. We don't realize he's with us. So don't allow the enemy to steal that, you know, because you're going to go through some trials. It will bring you to a great position in God. The trials that you try your faith will take you on to the place. I like that. I kind of like that little twist there, you know. That's something I just came up with. But anyway, it is the trials that you try as your faith will take you to the place where you will know that the faith in God will be forthcoming in the next resurrection. And you'll know that by being in Christ, hey, you where you need to be, because all the answers is within Christ. It is within him. You'll never be able to say, I did this or that. You will deserve to give God's glory. That's what I like. I like people who give God glory. Realize, Lord, I have this money, but I wouldn't have it without you. Lord, I've been blessed with home, but I wouldn't have had it without you. Let me give you some credit, God.
Whatever it is,
the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. Don't allow the enemy to steal the glory from God and get it all focused on you. Oh, I did this and I did this. No. Sometimes I look at old Fred Stanford, or Stanford and Son, and every time I look around, Ain't Esther, I think that's her name, Esther. She always giving God the glory. Now, that may not mean nothing to some other people because it may just be a movie. But to me, it speaks volume. It says sometimes you have to just thank God, man, no matter what. Glory, glory. Yeah. That's if you are sure of your ground. See, if you are counting on the presence of living Christ within you, you can laugh when you see things are getting worse. God wants you to be settled and grounded in Christ and become steadfast, unmovable in him. The Lord Jesus says, I have a baptism to be baptized with and have desire I can tell it is accomplished. See, he can't do anything until his task, I think that's right. Maybe I have pastors read that in Luke 12:50. Look at, listen, brothers and sisters, you have to know God is with you. You have to know that. If he closed the vine, he's going to take care of you. If he take care of that little sparrow, God got you.
Yeah.
We worry about the wrong things. Never worry about running out when you're dealing with God. The more you give, the more he's going to give unto you. And that don't mean going to some church building giving. No, that means when God show you there is a need, you bless, and then you're going to be blessed. If it's nothing but a kind word, don't worry about if that person going to say something nice back to you. Don't worry about it. You give. You give that word. You give that word of encouragement. You let them know that you're going to give up. You persevere. You persevere. You keep on pressing because this is a pressing way. You press from one degree to the next. You know why? Because God is with you. No temptation have overtaken you except such as is common to man. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Know that God is not going to allow that to happen. He can't. So whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, God is with you. And I'm going to show you that in a moment.
Amen.
You find Luke 12 and 58, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Reading from the King James. But I have baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Amen.
See, Jesus had a mission, just like each and every one of us have a mission.
Yeah.
God had assigned us to go and preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this. On this trail of teaching and preaching and sharing the word of God and blessing others, now it's easy to make an excuse and say, oh, that ain't for me. That's for the preacher. That's for the pastor. No, he have called all of us to be disciples. Guess what disciples ought to do? Go ye therefore.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't care if you go to Kroger's. You should be seeking and saving those that are lost, looking for somebody. Yeah, that you can share the word. If you went to the Goodwill, go there with the intent, well, I'm going to see somebody I can share the word of God with.
All right. Help us over, guys.
If you went to Walmart today, go there with the intent, oh, yeah, you're going to go and buy that. But remember, you have a twofold journey. There is a need that you must go by there if it's just to share the word of God. You know, that's what Jesus did. And I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit. But when Jesus and the disciples was on their way to Jerusalem, Jesus told the disciples, y'all go ahead on. There's a need that I must go by Samaria.
All right.
And when he was out there, he began to share, this in John 4, began to share the word of God and told this woman, I'll give you some water. You'll never be thirsty again.
Amen.
Well, the woman was interested in that water because, A, she was up there at 12 o'clock. No woman catch water at 12 o'clock.
No,
that ain't how that works. You go early in the morning and get the water so you can come back, bathe, cook, and do all them other good things that you do with water. Here she going up there at 12 o'clock. Now, according to some theologians, they said, well, she didn't want to be seen because everybody knew who she was. Well, she might have been that and some other stuff. So she didn't want to be seen with those people. But I assure you this, there was a need that Jesus went by there. And he began to share the word of life with her. And I'm saying this to somebody, there's a need that you go by there. But remember, to share the word of God. So over in Romans 8, as I said, I wanted to get to that before I close. In Romans 8, 31 through 39, I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read that.
Amen. 31 through 39 from the Message Bible, Romans 8.
Can you read it from the King James first?
Yes, Pastor. What shall then? I have it. Okay. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I don't know how much of this we're going to get into, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, when you look at your world, when you look at the world that you're now living in, what can you say about all of this stuff? What can you really say about all this stuff? If God is for us, who can
be against us?
It's crazy to think that somebody would be against God. You'd be better off to think that you can whoop an elephant with a toothpick.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can imagine, if God is for us, who can be against us? God didn't spare his own son, the Bible says. But he handed him over to us to go and lay on that cross and die for my children. Not just some of us, for all of us. Didn't matter if you're white, black, or for all of us, his children.
Yeah,
all of us.
Amen.
So if he'll do that, what won't he do? Name it. We want to always make sin bigger than God. And I get tired of that. I get tired of everybody wanting to make the wrong bigger than the right. That's not true, brothers and sisters. Who will accuse those who God have chosen? Let me tell you what. They can say what they want to say about me. But I know I've been chosen. If I don't know nothing else, I know I've been chosen. And I didn't need your approval. I didn't need your ordination or your, even though I went through the whole system, got everything that was required to be an organized pastor, even when as far as being a moderator of Association 26 Church, all of that good stuff, it don't mean jack to me. Is that I know God called me to teach his truth, not just preach, not just be a preacher out here. You got a lot of them. But God wanted me to make sure that I rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
Let me condemn me. You know what? Christ died for me. And more important, he was brought back from me to prove that, okay, I rose from the dead for you. So when I see that, I take my position as in being a Christian, as being in Christ. Because I know that Jesus is seated at the right-hand side of the Father, ever living to make intercession. See, I know that.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Know that God is with you. No matter what, God is with you. We're at that point. If anyone like to have any comments or whatever, press 1. And God is with you. No temptation will overtake you except such as is common to man. And I just love Romans 8, man. This is truly a blessing. And listen, brother and sister, I'm fully persuaded that he's able. See, that's my stand. I'm fully persuaded that he's able. And there is nothing going to separate us from the love of Christ. Not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not famine, nakedness. They're talking about, well, if they don't raise the debt, the ceiling debt, if they don't raise it, then this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. Man, I'm here to tell you, God will feed us. If you have to have ravens to feed us, we're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Say that. Amen.
Pearls can come. A sword. The Bible says, as it is written, for their sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But he also said, nay, in all of these things, we are more than a conqueror through him that love. You're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a winner. But you got to be fully persuaded. Like over there in Romans 4, Abraham was fully persuaded. It didn't matter what Sarah's 99-year-old body looked like. He was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Even though she didn't have the curve, the hips, she didn't have all of that, all that stuff going on when she was 20 and 25. But hey, he was fully persuaded. Read it. The Bible.
Amen.
He didn't even stagger at the promise of God. When he looked and saw Sarah, it never bothered him.
Amen.
I know this, I hope this is an adult teaching, but either way, you need to know the truth. You know, women, after they get a certain age, things that stood up goes down. The same thing with men, too. None of that persuaded him. None of that changed his mind. He didn't care if he dropped to her knee. He was fully persuaded that that had nothing to do with the faith that he had in God, that God to do it. Is that neither death nor life. Now, think about that. When you get fully persuaded that neither life or death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor no power, things present and things to come, nor height, nor or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. That's where the love of God is at, is in Christ.
Thank
Jesus. So be persuaded, knowing that God is with you no matter what.
Amen.
Before we dismiss anything, press one. Got to give a word of encouragement.
Amen. For Pastor reading that 39th verse from the New Living Translation, it says, no power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, amen.
That
so
is awesome.
Amen.
Be faithful to the word of God. Stop worrying about if this or if that. I don't think they raise the debt ceiling or not. It wouldn't bother me. I want peace. I want harmony. But it wouldn't bother me one way or the other if they didn't raise it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't bother me one way or the other if the stock market went puka kuka. Wouldn't bother me one way or the other. Because I ain't looking at that. They're going to cut Social Security. They finna cut Medicare. They finna cut. Y'all can cut my drone to cut. I happen to know who in charge. See, I read the last chapter. Everybody ain't read the last chapter. I read the last chapter. Yeah. And the last time I checked, God is still in control. And if he's not in control, then tell me who is in control. And whatever power any spirits have or any body have in this world or the world to come, if God is not in control, tell me who.
All right.
And I don't care how much money you got. You can be Basil, any of the rest of it. I don't care how much money you got. You're not in control. I don't care how slick you're not in control. At the end of the day, the book I read now, God was still in control.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He can't keep you away because of the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So he can't keep it from you.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord.
This fresh one. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, if not, y'all continue to lift me up in prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the